To me, the worst liar is the liar who is a two-faced hypocrite. Among themselves, physicists admit that the so-called law of the conservation of energy is predicated on a hypothesis that cannot be proven, has not been proven, to be anything other than a hypothesis. And this is among themselves, they share this truth, but with us, they tell us a different story, that this is not a hypothesis, it is a fact, it is a law, and require us to be beholden to this law as if we're not good citizens if we don't. Does that sound like mafioso-style thinking, you know? You have to support the family, you have to be, or else you're the enemy of the family meaning the family of organized crime. In this case, organized lying, organized hypocrisy, organized misrepresentation. We're made not only the victims, but the perpetrators of this lie, because we're told to uphold it without questioning it. I was kicked out of physicsforum.com because I questioned physics. They actually have, the foundation of physics, they actually have it in their EULA that you cannot post anything that questions the foundation of physics. So I was immediately banned from that forum, along with my questioning of the foundation of physics being eradicated off the face of their forum. I mean, if physics that bad, I mean, it shows, in all honesty, that they know they're lying, and they can't afford to face it to us. They can't afford to face us with the fact that they know they're lying. It's bad enough that they've created a hypothesis that they know they can't prove, the isolation of electrical systems taken to be something other than isolated, taken to be not isolated. I mean, it's bad, but then to expect us to uphold the very thing they know they can't, that's like transferring their inability to prove something to somebody else that we have to uphold it. We're not even physicists. Oh, yeah, no, but in our blindness, see, that's the trickery, that people who are blind have to uphold something because they don't know any better, so they will go along with upholding it, while they who know better know they can't. I mean, this is hideous. They like to think, well, not everything is capable of isolation from anything else. But at least the universe probably is. Probably is not a truth. It's not a fact. It's just another assumption. And it also has nothing to do with the parts of the universe, namely individual segments of the universe that are merely members of the universe without being the entirety of the universe, and certainly are not replacements for the entirety of the universe. So even that logic is flawed, to think that they can somehow transfer to the parts what they assume is true for the whole, but they don't even have a proof for it. It's just an assumption that the whole universe is isolated because it has nothing else surrounding it. Guess what? It's called God. This is why science is considered to be godless, because they expect it to exist on its own, apart from any foundation whatsoever, that it serves as its own foundation, which means they're expecting science to be a circular argument. And Bertrand Russell said, when you depend on a circular argument, you are doing this dependency because you want to be a thief. You want to want something and take what you want without deserving it. without earning it. You had to... Oy. Unbelievable. I knew this many years ago, and I swept it aside, thinking, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can prove to myself and to others that free energy exists. You can't prove anything to a liar, because the liar will persist with the lie, belief in the lie, because that's a way of life. It has nothing to do with truth or fiction. It's a way of life for these liars to uphold a lie and never admit to being liars. They'll never admit to it. But I knew about this many years ago when I was studying prime numbers. And I went to the math library at, I think it's the Powell Library at UCLA, because I loved hanging out at their libraries, especially their research library. And I could only find one book, one author out of all the authors who admitted the truth that one, the number one, is the very first prime number. They all say otherwise. No, 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 no. Two is the first prime number. And that told me right away it smacked of the son, the child, is convinced that he brought himself into being and he doesn't need the father, the parent. That told me right away that science, as far as science is concerned, God is dead. God never existed. And, you know, that's what Lucifer said. That's why Lucifer fell from heaven. Because he thought he was the top dog, and he was, of his class. But there's another order of angels greater than him. And he couldn't take that on faith. Because we can never know what is greater than ourselves. We have to take it on faith. And he refused to do that. So he became godless, told everybody they got to worship him because he's the top dog, which he was of his class, and so he got booted. He did it to himself. He was his own error, which is remarkable that an angel can make an error. Be that as it may, I think he took on our karma is what it amounts to, because we're capable of error, but angels are not supposed to be. So I think that's what happened, but it's speculation on my part. I don't really know how it is that an errorless robot, which is what angels are, can take on error and be booted from heaven. That doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, so like Lucifer, we're doing the same. Science has been doing the same thing. So now I have two instances in which the facts speak for themselves that science is godless. The fact that we can't accept the number one as being the first prime number, the progenitor of all primes that come after it, and we can't accept the fact that we can't prove that electrical systems, that energetic systems are isolated, because the conservation of energy and entropy and thermodynamics, the laws of thermodynamics, are all predicated on the hypothesis of the isolation of energetic systems for the purposes of merely assessing the accountability of that energetic system. Not because it is true, but because it's a thought experiment. You know, Einstein thought experiments? To assume something that's not true merely... To assume the isolation of an energetic system from the rest of its environment merely for the purposes of doing accountability, for finding out, you know, where is the energy going, where is it coming from, blah, blah, blah. So because of this lie of physics, I have had to concede, in order to fit in, that the only validity to free energy devices is theft. That they are not isolated. In other words, I have to correct the lie of physics and assume that all free energy devices are not isolated. They get their energy from outside themselves, which means creation has to too, because the universe cannot be isolated. So it has to be getting something from something greater than itself, namely its creator. We have to put God back into science in order to go along with this notion of the conservation of energy that there's no such thing as a free lunch. Okay, scientists, take your own demand you make upon free energy inventors and apply it to yourself. And reverse your opinion that the universe is isolated. Or, excuse me, that is probably isolated, because that's the way it's phrased. No, it's not probable. It's not isolated. It's dependent on a free lunch from outside itself called God. That's the bottom line.